We have with us the president and CEO of the American Red Cross, Gail McGovern, joining us live from Washington, D.C. But of course, the Red Cross goes everywhere, wherever there's a disaster. Some people may say Washington, but right now let's talk about some of the natural disasters that have been plaguing us, I guess, in the year 2016. Talk about some of the things that have gone on this past year.
Well, it has been an extraordinary year for disasters. We actually responded to 50% more disasters this year than we did last year, and it was just such a variety and so relentless, from tornadoes, hurricanes, wildfires, floods, and more floods. We actually deployed 24,000 volunteers to respond to those major disasters. And believe it or not, we served more than 3.6 million meals and snacks in response to those large natural disasters.
Is the training pretty much universal to whatever disaster they respond, or do you have people specifically for different types of disasters?
So people that are responding to these large disasters get training, and it's not that onerous. We can train people very quickly. And we also have special volunteers that are throughout the entire country that respond to single-family home fires. We have about 66,000 disasters on average that we respond to every year, and most of them are home fires. And these folks go out in the middle of the night. They're dispatched usually from the fire department. They give out food and shelter and comfort and clothing and financial assistance, and they make sure that folks can get back on their feet in communities all across the country.
I guess the key is just to let people know that someone there cares, that is there to help them and maybe give them, just as you say, something warm, food, a shelter, simple things like that.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, these may be small disasters in that they don't make the evening news, but if you're a victim of a home fire, to you, it's absolutely catastrophic. And just simple things like a toothbrush, a blanket, a stuffed animal for a child makes all the difference in the world.
We're talking today with the American Red Cross President and CEO, Gail McGovern, about the Red Cross, what they do, what they've been up to in 2016. When a disaster takes place, or you hear about a tornado that runs through a Midwest town, what's the timeline, and when does the Red Cross begin the response?
Well, in the case of a tornado, as soon as it passes through, we get on the phone and start calling volunteers. If the disaster is not that widespread, we can get local volunteers on the ground almost immediately because we have them in every community. If it's something like a big hurricane that gives you lots of warning, we start moving volunteers and supplies and cots and blankets, and we open up shelters 4 or 5 days in advance of the hurricane actually hitting. So it really depends on the situation. And sometimes the hurricane doesn't hit where we expect it to. So for Hurricane Matthew, we had a lot of volunteers in Florida, and we had to move some of them to North Carolina, which was harder hit. So we try to keep up with Mother Nature. We try to get people on the ground as soon as it's safe and possible. And our volunteers come from all 50 states. And during Hurricane Matthew, for example, every state was represented. In fact, we even had volunteers that helped us from the Mexican Red Cross and the Canadian Red Cross.
You must be very good at logistics, the Red Cross, because that's the key of, you may have the support, you may have the volunteers, you may have the manpower, supplies, but getting it to the people in need, that's difficult.
You are absolutely right, and we have warehouses around the country stocked with supplies, and it is a very big material logistics problem, and we've gotten pretty good at solving it by having the right supplies pre-positioned in the right warehouses. So we spring into action as soon as we know disaster strikes, and on a local basis, we have the kinds of supplies people would need for a single-family home fire on hand so we can jump into action there as well.
You talked about how you get the volunteers who come out, the people that are getting there right on the front lines. People are interested in helping out the Red Cross. What are some of the ways that you encourage them to do that?
Well, first of all, they can visit our website, which is redcross.org, or they can call our 800 number, which is 1-800-RED-CROSS. And there are three different ways they can help. One is they can be a volunteer, and we love our volunteers. If you have a big heart and like giving out lots of hugs, you'd make a great Red Cross volunteer. And another way is to make a financial donation to help us keep our warehouses stocked and respond to disasters. And any gift of any size is deeply appreciated. Everything we do is because of the generosity of the American public. We're not a government agency. And the third way people can help is to donate blood. And this is a time of year where there are always blood shortages, and they can give the gift of life, and up to three lives can be saved with a single donation.
Our guest today has been the president and CEO of American Red Cross, Gail McGovern, talking about what the Red Cross is up to. Let's hope for a safe 2017.
Thank you so much, Bruce, and that's my wish for all of your listeners as well. Thank you.